On behalf of the Women's Fellowship and the entire congregation of Christ Moravian Church, I bid you most welcome to this, our annual Day of Prayer and Love Feast. Just one note that we hope will be not needed. Our boiler for this part of the building is undergoing repeated repairs until the right thing is done to it. So if you hear percussion,
that's probably it.
It's not intended. We will now proceed with the order of service.
If you would join with me to read the liturgy, this exercise in the portion.
We have come this day, O Lord, trying to bring all of life before you.
We bring to you our peace and our troubles, our joy and our sorrow, our understanding and our questions, our happiness and our unhappiness, our strength and our weakness.
We come seeking rest from the people and things which push and pull at our lives. Our lives with joy and direction.
We know that you are able to do far more abundantly than we ever ask or think by your power and work within us.
We come to you for many reasons, Lord.
Let us leave with the knowledge that here we have found you, your life and strength, your love and joy.
We know assuredly our sins, you are faithful and will forgive, cleansing us from all evil and making us whole. We draw near to you in prayer, O Lord, in full assurance of faith and confess our sins.
O God, our Father, we sadly admit how often we are unfaithful and unthankful children. We turn from that path you have offered us. Often we have closed our
help us, O Lord, to know your presence in all circumstances of life.
Open our eyes to see your word in the world around us. Open our ears to hear the people who need you. Open our hearts to feel their hurt. Open our mouths to proclaim your praise. Open our whole lives so that we may do demonstrations of your love and healing power.
Accept our confession for the sins and errors we make each day.
Create in us a new and joyful spirit. Lift us up in the wonder and grace of your love as your children in Christ.
Thus says the Lord, I am the one who erases your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. Go and sin no more.
Thanks be to God for his love for us in Jesus Christ. We believe in God the Father Almighty, who has brought life to all that lives on the earth, who has blessed us with his life and in love, and who calls us to live holy and acceptable lives for him. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior and Lord, who has come that we might have life, who proclaims God's
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You are our chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people.
That we may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Unto him who loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto God. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. For the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from the one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. Let's pray together. Our Holy Father and gracious Lord, we whom you have called to be your people, your very body on earth, we gather here in your name. We praise you, we glorify you, for you are worthy of that praise and glory. And now, as we walk together in this season of reflection and repentance, we ask in the name of the one we call Lord that you reshape our brokenness into a people able and empowered to do the work you set before us.
Let us now invite Jesus to join us by saying the Moravian blessing. Come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be, and bless these gifts bestowed by Thee. Bless Thy dear ones everywhere, and keep them in Thy loving care. Amen.
Lives desert dreary, Savior. Linda Seiple. The Reverend Linda Seiple is an ordained minister and a certified director of Christian education. Linda received her Bachelor of Arts in Religion from Salem College and received her Master's of Divinity from Wake Forest University Divinity School. She has served as a resident chaplain at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center, where she received the Richard K. Young Award for Pastoral Care. She has served many churches, Olivet Moravian, Connaught Hills Moravian, Fairview Moravian, Fries Memorial, First Moravian of Greensboro, and First Baptist Church of Kernersville. She is now the pastor of Bethania Moravian Church. Linda enjoys camping, hiking, and anything that involves being outside enjoying God's creation. She has two children, a son Blair and a daughter Brooke, and four grandchildren, Beau, Katie, Molly, and Andrew. She has also been blessed with four stepchildren and 10 additional grandchildren, and one on the way. She currently resides in Winston-Salem with her husband, Bill, and is a member of Calvary Moravian Church.
Thank you, Darla. It's humbling to hear somebody talk about you. I was sitting there going, whoa. I feel privileged to be here. Thanks for inviting me. When I was called and asked if I would deliver this message today, I said, sure. And then Carol said, but we want you to do this sermon. Okay, that made it easy. I called Reed and I said, is this normal? He said, nothing's normal with Carol, so just do what she told you to do. So I pray you leave today blessed and ready for a meaningful and spirit-filled Lenten season. I remember my daddy saying, Linda, sometimes when you open your mouth, your mother falls out. I know then that I've crossed a line when he said that. I only did it when daddy wouldn't listen to me. For reasons like you need to go to the doctor, or you need to take care of yourself, or just plain out watch what you're doing. I must admit that it worked. Mother knew what to do. It worked. But I think it was hurtful too. Now, I've got this thing about road rage. I'm going to open my heart to you, road rage. Y'all don't look at me like you don't know what it is, because I know you do. I sometimes lose my patience. Well, you know, it's not very pretty when that happens, especially if you got a car full of grandkids. And it's not very Christian of me. So I have this bird. It rides right along beside of me. And when I feel the urge to shout, I just toss my bird. It's pretty effective. And a lot better on my conscience than my heart. Words are from the heart and can't be taken back. Y'all know that. After they fell out, there's no getting back. But there's always God's amazing grace. In the Bible, the Pharisees seem to think that because no one washes their hands before they eat, they are unclean. But Jesus sets them straight. It's not what goes into your body that is unclean, is what comes out of your mouth. Unkind words spoken to someone can't be taken back. I've heard it said that physical abuse ends when the abuser leaves, but you carry emotional and verbal abuse with you wherever you go. It hurts your heart and it leaves a mark that seems to never go away or stop hurting. Until there is grace. You getting a theme? But what is grace? The dictionary says grace is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. Grace comes from the Lord and is simply the God-given desire and the power to do God's will. The law was given to Moses, but grace came from Jesus Christ. Christians are vessels through which God desires to carry his plan. All that you do should be by faith from God as you humbly receive his grace. When we do this, we too can offer grace. At Laura Ridge, we sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, a little bit more upbeat than what we sing in church. It's one of my favorite camp songs. And one night I was laying in my bunk and I was saying, it occurred to me that I don't know what grace sounds like. What does grace sound like? Well, it was a puzzlement, but I found one example of what grace might sound like. Now, I want you all to close your eyes and listen as I read John 8, 1 through 11. Close your eyes, don't peek. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commands us to stone such woman. Now, what do you say?" Can you see this woman? See her lying on the ground in the dirt. Her eyes are wide with fear. Can you feel that fear? She's probably thinking, "Please let that first stone be so big that I'm knocked out and I don't feel any other stones. What if that doesn't happen? How many stones will it take to kill me? Wonder if I will suffer a long time. Who will throw the first stone? They all have stones, and there are so many stones. Who will be the first, and where will that first stone hit me?" Can you see her eyes? Do you see the fear? Can you feel that fear? Who will be the first to throw a stone? Jesus said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." At this, those who heard him began dropping their stones to the ground and walking away. Jesus asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has anyone condemned you?" "No, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go and leave your life of sin." You can open your eyes now. Did you hear it? Did you hear what grace sounds like? I think when that woman heard those stones falling to the ground, one at a time, she heard grace. For the first time, she heard grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. As you came in today, everybody received a stone or a rock. The large stones, they're used for bigger than this when they do a stoning, obviously. I'm going to pray. And during the prayer, if you want to offer grace to someone, drop your stone. If you don't want to do it now, but you want to save your rock as a token of grace and be thankful for grace as you have received it, that's okay too. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so thankful for your amazing grace that is offered to us today, tomorrow, and forever. Because of your grace, every day is a new day given to us so that we may be your hands and feet in this world. in the assurance of God's unconditional love poured out for us in Jesus Christ, we pray first for ourselves and our needs, for forgiveness for wrongs we've done and good deeds we have left undone, for courage to change what needs changing in our lives, and for the wisdom to seek God's guidance, for the healing of our body, mind, spirit, and relationships, and for a thankful awareness of all the blessings of our lives. In the abundance of your mercy, we pray for others, for members of our families, for our friends and neighbors, for those with whom we work and learn and play, for the sick, the frightened, and the lonely. We pray for those who are grieving, for those who are desperate and angry, for those in prison, for the hungry, the homeless, the poor, and those we perceive as our enemies. Hear our prayers, God of compassion and God of grace. Send your spirit upon all who whom we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Give Laura time to get to where she needs to get. We need to pick up the bulletin again, the Love Feast Ode, I guess, and start at Lord, who throughout these 40 days. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his perfect peace. Amen. The choral benediction. Can't wait.